Welcome back to Windows 8 design or UX design jumpstart, if I can get that title right. What we're going to be talking about in this session is animation. And I have a feeling this session might go a little quickly because we've been talking about animation and the importance of it throughout this entire presentation. It's really present, it's hard to miss, and it helps guide users right across the continent in your app. It helps them to know what is actionable, what has just changed, what it's loaded. It's just a really important tool to make using your app even more intuitive. Yeah. And so it complements all of those touch gestures that we went over pretty well. Animations add beauty, energy, motion, and personality. They really create a rhythm throughout Windows 8 and then also throughout your app that, again, guide users' eyes. It tells them where they should be looking. It tells them what content has just loaded. And it just gives them confidence that they understand what's changing and what's happening within your app. There are a lot of things in Windows app that Windows 8 that animate automatically. The app bar, the terms bar, those things that slide out from the edges, those are animations. They're very intentional and really beautiful and elegant. One of my phrases is that good design is a design that you don't notice. Yeah. And those bars sliding out and sliding back in are very intuitive, and it makes a lot of sense. You know they're coming from the edge, and you know they're going back into the edge. And so let me show you a few examples of animation, both within Windows 8 and within Contoso Cookbook. So I can go down to the start screen. And as the content loads on the start screen, it starts from the upper left and it goes to the bottom right. And I'll show you some video animations of that kind of stuff so that we can see it happening a little quicker. Also considered animation is this little tug action. Even when I select a tile, it's tugging right back. Yeah. It's gentle. When I get to the end of content, there's a little bounce.
Yeah.
That tells me that I'm at the end of the screen. And as I mentioned, if I swipe that app bar, slides in and it slides out. That tells me that that app bar lives under the screen, right down there, and the same with the charms bar. If that didn't animate, and if it just appeared, I might not actually see it. I might not notice that it appeared there.
It wouldn't say anything.
Exactly. Yeah. You can see that even flyouts for settings, they also animate out. And if you noticed, all of that content slid right in. You can see the content is not necessarily attached to that panel until it lands. It's, again, providing an experience that lets you know that new content is loading in there. And so we had a lot of considerations within Contoso Cookbook on how to execute animation. The content loads from left to right. Mm-hmm. We made sure that that was well taken care of. And when we're in Snap View, we have different animations that are appearing. We have that same tug at the end of our content to let you know that you've reached the end. And then also, we wanted to make sure that users knew when content was changing. And as Chris showed you before, if you go into the preferences for Contoso Cookbook and you want to change the units of measurement from metric to English, you see a little bit of an animation there. You can see on screen that the ingredients disappear for a second and then they come right back. So we're using a crossfade animation to make sure that your eye moves to that section and that to confirm that whatever action you just asked for took an immediate effect. And so animations are an integral part to, again, letting users know exactly how to use your app and that they're using it correctly. Okay. Even when I open the app, you can see that lovely little card flip around. That's, again, part of the Windows 8 language. That happens automatically when you create an app. And again, it tells users that they've successfully opened the app. It's beautiful. It's a joy to look at. Yeah. And it enhances the Windows 8 experience. As I've said, it places focus on content that is either changing, that's moving in screen or off screen. It reinforces an action, but it's never distracting. It's never frustrating. It's never a prolonged animation that you have to wait on. Yeah. And it's always informative. Mm-hmm. If you'll recall our conversations about the progress ring, that's telling you information that, you know, something is loading. Mm-hmm. And it's an elegant animation. It's not obtrusive. And it's purposeful.
Yeah.
Again, it adds confidence that the user has tapped the tile successfully or moved the content towards the end, and that they're at the end of the content, at the end of a pan. And it reinforces, again, that language that Windows 8 has created across the board. And so you can subscribe to all of these animations within your app. A lot of them come free with features that and templates that you're implementing. We showed you yesterday how switching to portrait view and snap view, those kinds of things are templated, or you can take advantage of templates if you so choose. Those also come with animations that reinforce exactly what content's loading or changing or those kinds of things.
Yeah, the built-in UI controls, just like Touch, they have those built-in animations that you can leverage within your app. So you get them for free. There's some areas where you actually have to do an animation for some of the custom work that you're going to be doing. But most of it you just get. Like when you tap on the toggle button, it slides back and forth. That animation is just built in, so you don't even need to think about it.
Exactly. Without Chrome, animation, again, just like Touch, becomes an integral part of interacting with Windows 8. It allows users to know where to go, where they're coming from. It allows them, again, to navigate throughout the experience with confidence.
Yeah.
There are a lot of animations that you get for free, and these are available to watch online. There are videos of all of the animations in your library that you can choose from. A lot of them include launching your app, like you saw, the tiles moving around, live tile animations, so a peak tile that slides up and slides down, snap view transitions. You can, I'll show you an example of how content might come in differently in snap view than it does in filled view. I could go down this long list of animations, but you get the idea. All of the animations that you're seeing today are included in Windows 8, and users are learning that animation language when they're using Windows 8. Let's take a look at the animation library that Windows 8 offers. They're scenario based, and so if something is related to content entering the screen, there's an animation for that, and that speaks again the same language across all systems. If content is changing or if content is moving, those all have animations that tie right back to what users will see elsewhere. They're designer-created animations. There were folks that sat there and looked at 80 billion versions of fading in and fading out content, and they chose the right combination of motion to get across the same, to get across very quickly what action is occurring. We talked about the app bar. So let me show you the animation library. If you go to design.windows.com and look for animations, you can see right on this web page, it's available to everyone for free. I can see what animations are available. This, for instance, is a page transition animation. And if I play that, you can see that content loaded from the left to the right. It actually loaded from the top left down to the bottom right, much the way the tiles flow in a Windows 8 experience. Those animate in the same exact way. And if I scooch on down to content transition, so this is when content might be changing on the screen. You want to make sure that users see what's changing. So you saw that little flash in the bottom right. I can see now that content has switched over.
Mm-hmm.
And it loops back to that beginning, which is what you're seeing the blue come back to. But you can see that flash to that black and white imagery.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on down to crossfade, again, this is when content is changing. You want to make sure that users can see it and that it's an elegant shift. If it was just a photo switching from one photo to another photo without a transition between there, it's quite possible that people wouldn't notice it.
Yeah.
And you want people to know that things are changing on screen. And again, these are all available to just pull down and use right from the Windows library.
Yeah, so Windows 8 comes with a bunch of built-in animations, and those are going to be things that users are going to know and expect, just like the touch language. And then there's tons of animations built into the UI controls that are built into the SDKs that you can build apps from. And then if you want those animations in a custom way, some custom work you're doing, like a custom controller or a custom layout, the animation library provides those same animations in a programmatic way so you can apply them. So it's a great way to take those animations and apply them consistently so your app just feels like a Windows 8 app.
Exactly. Yeah. You can easily infuse your app with that Windows 8 style.
Yeah.
Again, it helps users to immediately understand how to navigate your app. Okay, this is familiar. I know exactly what's happening here.
Yeah.
This happened in the news app. This happened in the photos app. So don't reinvent the wheel for animations. You're, of course, able to add a lot of custom animations into your app. We added a few custom animations into Contoso Cookbook, but when we did, they aligned very closely with what we see elsewhere in Windows 8. For instance, when we favorite a tile, the little favorite ribbon fades in. When we, again, change those ingredients, those change. And so we made sure that any animations that we added or that weren't a part of the app bar or the tile changing, those kinds of things, that we considered and subscribed to those Windows 8 design languages. So talking about using the animation library, here's part of our game. You need to start early. I feel like we should do jumping jacks every time we say start early. We would burn off all of the breakfast that we're eating here. But what you can plan on at the very beginning is getting familiar with the Windows 8 animation library. It's just like everything else that we've been talking about the last couple of days. If you want to understand how to create a great Snap experience, familiarize yourself with the templates. Familiarize yourself with what's available as a Snap experience already in Windows 8. The same with animations. Familiarize yourself with the library. Familiarize yourself with how Windows 8 is using all of those animations. And learn how to leverage them properly so that you're speaking the same language.
Yeah. So when you go through the scenario in your UI design, you can actually know, hey, if I make this change in the app, you know, a new item is going to be added, so then I need to think about how I would animate that in.
Exactly.
I mean, the list view control will do it for you automatically, but if it was a custom layout that you were doing, then you'd need to do it.
Exactly.
Just being familiar with it and knowing that the library is there to kind of got your back to be able to add those animations really helps.
Exactly. And now I want to show you a little bit of an animation. It's one of my favorite animations, especially on a tablet. Tablets, you can flip orientation, and when you flip orientation, you always want to know that your app is responding to that orientation. And Windows 8 has considered that, and what they do is contract the screen, and then they flip the orientation so that you see that your tablet has recognized that you shifted directions. And again, I want to use my Surface here for this. You can see in landscape view, I have Domo. He is keeping me company today. But if I want to switch that to a portrait view, I do that, and I put a glare on it. I'm going to do it again without the glare. You can see that the image contracts, and then it fills that space in the right orientation. And so that's just a really clever way that it's showing you that the change that you asked for is taking effect. And so they've really considered so many different animation scenarios that help guide users through what exactly Windows 8 can do.
Yeah, the same animation is built into the template, so your app's going to do the same thing. It's going to be consistent with Windows.
Exactly. So the scenarios that are covered in the animation library, you have app navigation, so that'll tell you, again, how the app bars animate out, those kinds of things. You can animate content within a view, so when tiles come into view, those animate in. Mm-hmm. When you change ingredients, those kinds of things animate in. When you're selecting an object, again, you get that gentle tug that's showing you that you were successful with your selection. You can show or hide supplemental UI. Again, tying back into that app bar animation, you can, again, swipe from the edge and simply pull in that app bar and it slides right in. Or you can either light dismiss or pull in from the edge and it slides right back off. And so you're keeping that sort of mental cubbyhole of where that app lives right off screen. And then, of course, collections and lists. As I mentioned in some of those animations, it comes in from the top left and it flows to the bottom right. And so data and information is going to come in and flow and animate in that same way. That's reinforcing to users that that information is flowing from top to bottom and then to left to right. So let's look at a couple of those examples of flowing content in the right orientation to respect what users are, again, used to in Windows 8. You want to use this when you're navigating to a new page, when you're loading new content, those kinds of things. You want to keep the order, again, in the top to bottom, and then from left to right orientation. So you can see here in the numbered squares, that's the order that two blocks might come in, three blocks, four blocks. And I have a little animation here that I can show you of exactly that happening. And you can see here we have two columns of information. We have the inbox for the email, and then we have the actual content of the email. And those are coming in from left to right. And you can see that it's a really logical order of entry. And I know to start from the left to see that my context is within the inbox, and then flow to the right, and that is a detail from within that inbox. So if I want to switch that to Snap View, those animate in a little bit differently. We don't have the benefit of the landscape that we do in Field View, and so we want to animate those from top to bottom. And so in this video, you can see that happening in Snap View here. So it simply changes a little bit of the rules, but it's still going top to bottom. There's just no left to right for it to pull in. But you can also see not only is the content sliding in, it's also fading in.
Yeah.
And so it's creating a really beautiful, seamless animation right through. Use, again, these enter and exit content animations when your part of your page is changing. If someone has changed view, for instance, if it's a map and they've changed the view of the map, you want to kind of indicate that they've done that with an animation. If they've changed the ingredients, unit of measurements, you want to animate that so that they can see that that they've been successful in changing that. And then if some of your content is not ready, you can, of course, show that progress bar. There's a horizontal progress bar, which people are familiar with when loading a web page, maybe.
Yeah.
And those are little dots moving from the left to the right of the screen, and those mean that something's loading, but you can continue to use what is on screen right in front of you. And then the progress ring, which we see when an app is loading, that means that you really can't do anything yet until this loads, but that something is happening. And so again, it's instilling confidence in users that what they have tried to activate is actually activating, or the content that they want to see is actually loading in and flowing. So about fade in and fade out and crossfade, these are used when other animations don't seem to apply. It's just a very simple way to get to change content or to load content. It's a very subtle transition. It's not ostentatious. Again, it's not disruptive. But it's enough to catch a user's attention and let them know that something is coming in. You want to show and hide small controls or pieces of content. For instance, when I pick up my mouse, when I'm in the start screen view, you can see that that scroll bar at the bottom just fades in. And if I touch the screen, it fades right back out. But it's a really gentle animation that really draws my eye to let me know that that appeared. If I blinked during the loading of that and I missed if there wasn't an animation and I missed it, then I wouldn't realize that it had loaded.
Yeah.
And then, of course, with crossfade, when you're refreshing content within an app, using a crossfade is a really eloquent way to refresh that content and, again, rearrange the content without it looking ostentatious throughout the screen. So to recap, use animations quite purposefully. Study the library. Know what is available. Know what is already being used in the Windows 8 ecosystem. Reinforce that language within your app. If there is a certain behavior that's associated with content coming in, with content leaving, then use those particular animations that are being used elsewhere in Windows 8. Use animation to help tell a story and to guide a user through your app. Use animation to draw the user's eye to content that is changing or to state that is changing. For instance, our little favorite ribbon animates in. If it didn't animate in, folks might not realize that it's there until they looked back up at that tile. And again, take advantage of the existing animation library. Designers have been putting work towards making that animation library a really successful user experience. They have figured out what users respond to and what animations kind of register with certain actions. And so you should take advantage of those. All of the hard work has been done for you. And it's super easy to subscribe to that language. And so that's animation in a quick spill. It's again, we've been talking about it for a couple of days now. And it's a really beautiful part of the Windows 8 experience. Without it, your experience is lackluster, and it can be kind of confusing. And taking advantage of all of these animations is really just reinforcing that Windows 8 ecosystem and language.
Yeah, absolutely. So what, 10 minutes?
We have a meal break, I think.
Actually, it's the meal break already. Wow, time is flying by. So yeah, so we'll take an hour break for a meal break. We'll come back in an hour, and what's next? I guess we're going to talk about accessibility.
We're going to talk about accessibility when we come back.
Awesome, thanks.